Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Stu Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Paget. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Myers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herb Brammer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnecke. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lon Warnecke. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Paget reaches second base with a double. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Bremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myers. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Myers steals second. Herb Bremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bremer hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Medwick. Bryant reaches second base with a double. Gerges moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Bryant moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bryant scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers misplays the ball. That's an error on Myers. Hack moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. There goes Gallen trying to get to third. Paget throws the ball into Brown, who tags Gallen for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warnke moves to third. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Medwick takes first base on ball 4. Paget moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Bremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bremer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bremer hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warnke hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bryant hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Bremer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paget hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Medwick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Medwick moves to second. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Medwick moves to third. One out. Lynn Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Herb Brammer. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bryant hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Epps pinch hits for Lon Warnke. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Paget hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Paget reaches third base with a triple. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Cubs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepper Martin pinch hits for Lynn Myers. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds throws the ball into Georges, who relays the ball to Herman, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mize moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges misplays the ball. That's an error on Georges. Mize scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Frenchie Bordigare pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Frenchie Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare hits a pop-up towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Brown now playing shortstop. Pepper Martin now playing third base. Clyde Shaw now pitching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner, with result that runner safe. O'Day moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Georges bunts towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Don Padgett now catching. Max Macon now playing right field. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Day scores. Collins moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Padgett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.